every now and then you get one that just ticks you off, okay? And I'll get into that after I visit with these two guys. But this one ticked me off. Everyone knows that I'm a big supporter of the Northwest Landowners Association. These men and women have paid a price that all of us have benefited from. Now, yes, sometimes they make a buck at it, as they should. But you know what? Nobody's coming on my land to drill an oil well. Nobody's coming on my land when I may not want them there based upon the whole premise of I've got rights to do that. And no one is taking me constantly to the woodshed because they're more powerful because they're the oil industry. Well, the Northwest Landowners, when it comes to this pore space, the Northwest Landowners won. They went to the North Dakota Supreme Court after the North Dakota legislature. And I'm going to say it this way. The Republicans, I'm sorry to the two people I'm going to bring in. The Republicans passed a bill that took away those Northwest Landowners' rights. They did. And the Northwest Landowners sued. And they won. They won unanimously at North Dakota Supreme Court. So now what happens? Well, Continental Resources, Harold Hamm, North Dakota Petroleum Council, they start appealing. They start making the argument about how the North Dakota Supreme Court was wrong and the Northwest Landowners got to just deal with it. And what happens? The state of North Dakota. I want to stress this again. The state of North Dakota throws in with Continental on it. So the full force and weight of the state of North Dakota is behind this appeal on the Northwest Landowners. I saw it. I called. I said, I want to know more about this. Derek Broughton is an attorney at the Broughton Law Firm. He represents the Northwest Landowners. And of course, you know Troy Coons. Troy is the chairman of the board of directors of the Northwest Landowners. Derek, good to have you back on News and Views.
No, thanks for having me.
Troy, good to have you back on as well.
Thank you, Joel.
Derek, I want this to be described by you because you're the attorney in this conversation. What is this? I said appeal. What is happening here? What is Continental and the state of North Dakota doing about this ruling?
So there's a process under the appellate rules where after the Supreme Court rules on a case, you can ask them for a rehearing. And essentially what you're saying to the court
guys, hang on, Derek. We're getting some bad static back. Abby will call you both back, and we'll see if we don't get a better line, okay? And folks, that's what we need Derek to do, is just describe what that process is. I know he's not going to play his case out here on talk radio. I know that that's not the case, but I just, what I'm mad about is if Continental wants to sue or they want to make an appeal, they want to make an argument, go ahead. I mean, they've got a right to. They're not right, but they've got a right to. But why is my state throwing in? Why is my state doing that? Why is North Dakota picking a fight in all of this and saying, you know what, we're going to throw in with Continental? I don't get why the Burgum administration is doing that. And I want to talk with Derek about that, because it's about this mountain of people that you got to take on with all kinds of lawyers and money and everything. And the Northwest Landowners aren't sitting there with boatloads of money that they can fight these cases in. And so I want to connect and make sure that we can find out what this process is, whether it is a last ditch effort, whether it is, you know, in terms of just a mere formality or what. The one thing that's absolutely clear is that they lost and now they're mad about it, you know. And by the way, this took away everyone's rights, not only the Northwest Landowners. Every landowner has pore space and they lose. So the Northwest Landowners were really fighting a fight on behalf of everyone. So if you're listening, and this applies to you as well, let's try back with them. Derek, do you have me now?
I do, and I think the connection's better.
Yep. And Troy, do I have you now?
Yes, very clear.
Okay. Derek, explain to people what this is, what Continental and the state of North Dakota are doing.
Sure. So it's called a petition for rehearing, and there's a rule that basically says within 14 days of the Supreme Court issuing a decision, one of the parties can ask the court to essentially reconsider or rehear the case. a lot of times when when these are, so what I'll say off the bat is they're often filed, rarely granted. And I think there's even Supreme Court cases that say literally that these kinds of petitions are rarely granted. So it's essentially telling the court that we think, you know, you made a mistake, you're in your decision, and we'd like you to try again or reconsider your decision. And so, you know, you can see, obviously, the Supreme Court put some serious thought into this case. It does not lightly strike down laws, and it was a 5-0 decision. So it's definitely a long shot, I would say. And that's not to say it can't happen, but it's just that, as a general matter, these things are rarely granted.
Is it standard that they do this?
No, I wouldn't say it's standard by any means. It's, you know, a lot of folks do it. It's common, you know, when people are upset about a decision that they, you know, want the court to reconsider it. But as I said, the court put a lot of thought into this the first time around. And so I don't know what the court's going to do. But as a general matter, it's very rare for the court to change its mind on something like this, especially when it's, all the justices are unanimous.
Derek, did it surprise you that the state of North Dakota threw in on it?
I guess a little bit. You know, I didn't, I probably would have expected that Continental was going to move forward with it. And, you know, I don't know what the conversations were between Continental and the state of North Dakota. I was a little surprised they were continuing to push some of the same issues and arguments.
So who do you take on here? I mean, who makes the case, Derek, that you've got to go argue against that the ruling was in fact right? Does that go through the Attorney General's office? I mean, who represents North Dakota, for example?
It will be the Attorney General's office, but the I'm going to try not to sound like a lawyer, the posture right now or the procedurally, we don't actually have an opportunity to respond to this. The court just takes it up, looks at it, makes a decision. And if the court decides to reconsider or rehear the case, we would all have the opportunity for additional briefing and oral argument. But usually what happens is the court takes it up, and assuming that if they were to deny it, they would just issue an order and nothing else would happen. It would just be an order saying denied.
And what's
and that is, as I said, what usually happens.
What's the timeline for something like that, Derek?
It's hard to say. You know, sometimes it can be a few days later, sometimes it can be several weeks, and, you know, a lot of times it's not even this case necessarily. It's just that the court has a lot going on and they're getting ready for arguments in September and so forth. So we don't know for sure how long it will take.
Okay. Well, now let's go to it from a landowner's perspective and an individual perspective as somebody who didn't study law, but he farms, he ranches, he knows people that do those things. And that's Troy Coons, chairman of the board of the Northwest Landowners. Troy, when you saw this, what did you think?
Well, I guess the thing that I saw is I saw it through the legislative session when this was passed, and I've seen it since then. And since this law, there's been other laws passed that are egregious as well. I'm just at awe at the level of full-out assault at the citizens, because this affects every citizen in the state and the farmers and ranchers that built this state for an industry to take something from one and give it to another. Just the full-out assault at us, it just makes you at awe. I had calls from in the state and across the nation, and there was a few of them that really stuck with me, where one agency out of Atlanta newspaper said, "We figured this was some kind of false story or false news. No legislature would vote to take away a citizen's right to use the court system and rechange the definition of land and do something that's so morally and ethically wrong." And I said, it's so sadly real, though. You know, it's a full-out assault on us.
I understand it from a Continental standpoint, Troy. They're big. They've tons of money into North Dakota lobbying. They got a bill through that they never should have been able to get through, and they're sitting there laughing. They're joking. They own North Dakota, right? Then what happens is they lose. They lose in the courts, and by unanimous ruling, the Supreme Court says this isn't right. You're taking away things from North Dakota landowners. And then what upset me so bad was that North Dakota threw in on that appeal. And I want to know what your board members and what your people are telling you about that. So hang with me, Troy. I've got to ask you that when we come back. Derek Broughton, he is the attorney that won. He took on the state of North Dakota on behalf of the Northwest landowners, saying that the law was a takings, that it took away the rights of the landowners out there when it came to pore space that North Dakota legislature put through, rushed through on behalf of the oil industry. The group that was behind Derek that said, Derek, can you do this for us, was the Northwest Landowners Association, who, you know, who basically did what a lot of us needed them to do, because it wasn't just the Northwest landowners that this affected. But Troy Coons is the chairman of that Northwest Landowners. Troy, what was the reaction from your board, your members, when you found out the state that they live in, that they pay taxes to, that they call home, threw in with Governor that Governor Burgum threw in with the oil industry on this?
Well, there was a lot of different emotions on our board, because we're very diverse group of folks, you know, from farmers and ranchers and citizens. And for myself, I'll talk from my perspective first. It did not surprise me, because I was there through the fight in the legislative session and saw how egregious and how aggressive they were towards getting this legislation and how they've been so far. So for me, it didn't surprise me that it went to this level. It's a super sad and disheartening day. But many of the board members just sat back in their chairs, and you could see them thinking about it. And everybody said, we got to dig in. We got to stay the course. We got to fight for right. And like they said, thank God for the checks and balances system here that is working. You know, how the Supreme Court had looked at this and their thoughtful decision that they had made. And so our board is going to be steadfast. We're asking the citizens and other groups in the state to please visit our website, give us a call, talk to us, because this affects everybody. You know, the Northwest Landowner Association is just a name. We represent people across the state for many different things. And so we're a volunteer group of folks just like you. I'm not sitting in an office right now. I'm sitting in a Ford F-250 pickup on the farm, going from one site to another. So we are you guys and gals out there. So please stand with us. We need your help. Go to our website, or you can call me personally. Troy Coons, 701-721-4258. That's my personal cell number. Or go to the website and look at things. But our board is committed to staying the course, and we're already aware that since this legislation was passed, there's been other legislation that's passed, and there's rulemaking and other legislation that we will be having to deal with. So this is not a one-off. This is just the most egregious one of them all.
Troy, before you go, and I know you've got to get going here, but tell people quickly what pore space is.
Okay, so basically we'll go back to the beginning of time, or statehood, or before statehood. When you get a piece of property, that's always been known that you own from the sky to the core of the earth. So if you start at the surface of the ground and you got all your grains of soil or sand or rock, and you go to the core of the earth, you have the solid materials and any voids in that solid material or between those voids or man-made spaces down there are your pore space. And it is something that's being looked at worldwide, super valuable for many, many different reasons. And that's why this could all be handled under private contracts like normal, rational business people. It wouldn't have to be a take environment. And, you know, we're citizens of the state, and we want good things to happen, and we want the farmers and ranchers and citizens to get the best they can. And this flies in the face of all of that.
Okay. Thanks, you guys. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll certainly keep our eyes peered to it. Thank you, Derek. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I've got to say this. The oil industry wants a bill. They want access to and control of and ownership of that pore space. Landowners have owned that since they've owned the land. Okay? So the oil industry, being who they are in the state of North Dakota, they can go to the legislature and basically make any law they want, unless someone like the Northwest Landowners, through your generous donations, I might add, have the money to go ahead and pay a Derek Broughton, who, by the way, isn't getting rich doing this, to go and make their argument and then win. because a compliment to the North Dakota Supreme Court, they did the right thing. The Northwest landowners won. So what do we do after we win? What do we do as a state after the landowner wins? We decide to take it a step farther and throw in with the oil industry and make an argument against a unanimous ruling by the Supreme Court. What if the Burgum administration just took a step back and said, okay, they caught us. I mean, they caught us. They caught us working for the oil industry. We pushed it. We made a law that was a takings. They caught us. Let's just wake up and realize, Harold Hamm, that you can't have everything, that you don't own us. Instead of saying, you know what? You do own us. Whatever you want, Harold, whatever you want, we will give. For that guy sitting out there in his 250 right now, his Ford F-250 that just wants to go check fence, he's sitting here having to deal with this BS and fight his own state. And that's embarrassing. Later on, some comments about this administration and what it's doing. I thought I really did.